tell me about this this Wine Fairies activity you have going on.
Sure. So, I got the idea actually through another group that my sister participated in Halifax. So she had mentioned it, and I thought it was a neat idea. And obviously, all of us have been spending a lot of time at home and are bored or, lonely or whatever have you. So I started a group on Facebook, which is a women's only group, and you need to be invited for privacy reasons to the group. So I added probably like 30 of my friends, 30, 40 of my friends, and kind of stopped there. And it's just snowballed. So we have over 3,500 members now in communities all surrounding Timmins. And what it is you go on and you post your address, and we call them wine fairies. A wine fairy picks out an address from the list and delivers a surprise to their doorstep. So it's a anonymous delivery, and you go and you knock on the door and you run, which we're all having a really big hoot with.
What happens if you get caught?
Well, we've had a few people caught, and it's all in good nature. So, we've had quite a few stories posted being caught by the kids or the dogs, or tripping over the recycling bin as they run away, and everyone's just having a lot of fun with the delivery process.
What is typically in a basket?
Well, we started out as just a little thing to say, hey, I'm thinking of you. So people tend to post just a little bit about themselves, maybe what kind of wine they drink, since we are the wine fairies, but it's expanded to really more than that. And women are going all out now and, providing snacks and books and toys for their kids and wine and, whatever they might be drinking. So they really vary. We're not too stuck. I mean, people have been so generous, and their baskets are awesome. But the idea, I guess, about it is just to let someone know that they're being thought about. So it can be a little bit of just a little card and a little something, or as I said, some ladies are going all out. So
But it's got to have wine.
well, we like wine in our group. A lot of people like wine in our group, but there are some non-drinkers and some people that say, I like a beer. So we've kind of included that as well.
Yeah, I know my granddaughters were thrilled. Their mom got a basket this week, and they had just been telling her that they were out of chalk to use on the driveway. And they don't know how, but the basket included a package of chalk, so they were thrilled.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so great. Like, it's just really neat how the women of our community and other communities have all come together and are able to do this for each other. And it's really sweet because, the spirit of the group really is about giving, and most of these women are in it for the delivering part. So it's really nice hearing those stories and hearing the heartwarming stories of people that have received a basket.
It's like paying it forward in the drive-through at Tim's.
That's right. Yeah, very similar, except for we say you don't have to wait to get a basket to give a basket. So we're encouraging people to really focus on the giving if they can, and not the receiving end, although that's definitely a perk.
You're in Timmins, right?
Yes, I
Okay.
am.
And
Yep.
what other communities do you have members in doing this stuff?
So we've really expanded to, so we're at Timmins and obviously surrounding areas, South End. And then we're in Iroquois Falls and Cochrane and Kamascosha and Connaught and Kapuskasing now. And I just started one in Kirkland Lake and Matheson.
Wow.
So I kind of get messages from ladies saying, "Oh, I got an invite, but you're not in my community yet." And so I'll just start one in their community, and I say, "Invite your friends," and it kind of goes from there. So
Everything starts with one.
that's right. And as I said, privacy is really important to me in this. So you have to be invited, and you have to be a woman, and you have to follow the rules, which are it's really just the spirit of the page,
Yeah.
About giving. So other than that, all those people are welcome, and if they get an invite, we're gonna do our best to accommodate them in their community.
And your address will not be put out to the world, right?
No, so yeah, our page is private. So unless you can't even search our page, so unless you're invited, you're not able to see anything in there. And of course, we do have a rule saying you only post your own address. Like you can't post somebody else's address. So you know, you're making that decision on your own whether you're comfortable with it. We do have rules. If you're not comfortable, then you can just post a message saying, you know, send me a message if you feel like ferrying me. It takes a bit of the surprise out of it, but that has been happening as well. So
yeah, but it doesn't take the joy of getting a basket and being part of it,
or the joy of delivering baskets. Because yeah. I tell you, that is definitely my favorite part of the whole thing. Is you know, we have ladies dressing up in fairy costumes and you know, skulking across lawns now. So if the community sees anything like that, then, you know, don't be worried. We haven't all gone mad.
Nobody's called the cops yet?
Not yet. We haven't heard the stories about it yet, if that's the case.
How many have you delivered personally?
I have delivered 3 baskets personally so far.
How many have you received?
But yeah, we have, I mean, we have women going out delivering 8, 9, 10 baskets, and good for them. And we don't require you do that. It's you know, what everyone's in a different position right now in terms of what they can afford and if they've been working, if they haven't been working, if they have kids at home, you know. So we're very open to just doing what you're able to do.